Morning, everybody. Welcome to the Daily Digest with Jimmy Disso. And this program, as usual, is brought to you by Amstel Malta. They're the sponsors of the program. Amstel Malta is produced by Nigerian Breweries, just for the record. So, right. Now, today we are going to talk to Dr. Ayeni. So we'll talk to him. Hopefully, we'll get him on the phone to give us a heads up on what exactly this new COVID threat is. And we'll also ask his opinion about the bans and stuff like that. And I'm also going to slip in to Dr. Ayeni, you know, this constant medical tourism that our politicians take and glamorize, what effects it would have on, you know, we've had two top members of the APC, you know, recently gone abroad for medical treatment at a time when our own doctors were on strike here. And we need to put our politicians on their feet. It's nothing personal. But I just feel that two things worry me here. The fact that they have to go abroad for surgeries of the knee or the leg or whatever when we have an orthopedic hospital here. And the fact that it's even glamorized, you know, it's like an in thing. I know that Nigerians have this habit. We all love to hear things like fly him abroad. We all like obituaries that he died peacefully in a London hospital. As if that is a gateway to heaven. It's a pa, passed away peacefully in his sleep in a Georgian hospital in the United States of America. He survived by one, Alhaji Biko Biko, Uganda. Two, Alhaji this. Kenya. Three, Alhaji so, America. Anything but Nigeria, you know. And like I said, it's nothing personal to the gentleman, especially that I mentioned this morning. He's my senior in all ways and so on and so forth. And he's not even in office. But it's just this, you know, have a whole house executive visit with governor and whatever because we've gone for a surgery. We waste so much valuable time. So I'll be taking up some of these issues with Dr. Ayeni. I purposely didn't ask him to come today because it would have been a big punishment for the poor gentleman to drive through the traffic that is going to happen in VI. Let me give you a heads up. If you really don't have business doing, if it's not a matter of life and death, stay away from Victoria Land. In fact, if I were you, I would stay home. This is Nigeria. When the president moves, everybody must stay away. That's the way we do it here. Okay, do I have Dr. Ayeni on the phone yet?
Not yet.
Okay, you keep listening to the discussion. We'll open up our lines. 0700-993-993-993. And shamefully, I read out the other number because I can't keep it. I don't know why I can't keep it in my head. And I can't even see it properly from here. I don't know. This is 014-6571. This 6 always looks like 8 to me, Sharif.
It does. Yeah. Mm.
I need to get a new pair of glasses. Yes, yes. You know, when opticians want to play a trick on you, they say, is that him?
Not yet.
When opticians want to play a trick on you. So, let's start our own discussion now whilst we wait for Dr. Ayeni to come on. Our lines are open. You can call. Give me a heads up on what you think. Let me have your opinion on the two issues we'll discuss today. The issue of especially the ban by United Kingdom and now Saudi Arabia, and then the other issue of medical tourism and glorifying it. You know, it's not enough. I mean, how do you have... just last week, some senators went to meet... You see, look at the way we do things. Senators went to meet somebody who was coming back a few days later. Last week, he met senators. By now, he's back home. Why couldn't they wait for him to get back?
To go there so that they can show Baba that they are lawyer.
And you know, the sad thing in politics is that you show all this loyalty when it's time to share the cookies from the cookie jar. It goes to their friends and relatives and their immediate whatever. Well, that's Nigeria for you. I take my first caller today. Hello? Isn't that a caller there? Hello? Hello? What happened?
The person is gone.
He's gone. Mm. Okay, let's take another one. Hello?
The person is gone. I can't.
Why are they testing me?
Yeah. I'm trying.
Another one, yeah. Hello?
Yeah.
I take the Kalakuta man to break the ice. Gavin, I just want to come out something from my pocket. Now you come. I wanted to show Sheriff who I'm made of. Sheriff, you know, tell her, Sheriff not know me. Sheriff don't know me. But, I was about to move back.
Nothing they did.
I plead on
his behalf. About four calls were coming in. Jerry was nothing. Blocking them with Kurube.
I plead on his behalf.
Nothing they did.
Let me punish him.
No. I plead on his behalf.
Okay, Calvin, morning. How are you?
Yes.
I heard you this morning. That was very nice. Let everybody get his voter's card.
Yes, and that's, vote. That's the basic thing here. Because there's no need of these complaints. And see, a man cannot give what he does not have.
Yes.
It's 6 years. You know, they came in with change. Change don't happen. They came in with the next level. That did not happen. I'm hearing another thing that coming again. They said it's the extra next level or something like that. So we can't keep parabulating like Alikolako would say.
Yes.
So 6 years is gone. What are you criticizing him for? The man cannot give what he does not have. Simple. Let's move on and retire some of these men. They are coming out again. We have seen some of them parabulating again with different slogans.
So yes.
Let's not keep parabulating. Uncle Jimmy, you see, I have my reservations about the West. My reservations I have about them, you know, knowing the kind of background I'm from, the kind of people that I learned from.
Oh, the West, that is Western world.
Yes, I have my reservations about them, you know, the kind of people that I learned from, the Thomas Sacklass of this world, Joe Boyker, Tani Kulaku, them, you know.
Yes.
I learned a lot from them. But we have our own work to do here. We need to cleanse ourselves.
Yes.
Regarding this virus. We need to, the corruption surrounding this virus is mind-boggling. We need to get our acts right in terms of healthcare and everything so that these people will not be taking us for granted. We cost it for ourselves. That's why they're taking us for granted. And that's why our leaders are going out there to come and do show. You know, just like if I would blow your word, if only mama could see them.
Yes,
You know, we cost it ourselves. But the coronavirus will teach us some lessons. But we have not learned anything. So, please, let us get our acts right. Once you get our acts, look at the man in Rwanda. I had your guest already that came from Rwanda. Rwanda is doing fantastically well. If we can get our acts right, these people will not take us for granted. That is my take this morning. Okay. We're waiting for the doctor to hear from him. Thank you.
Okay. Thank you very much. Let's try again. Hello, morning.
Good morning.
Morning.
Uncle Jim.
Morning.
Yeah. Well, my brother Kelvin has always been a good contributor to all the program we've been having. But this idea of we all should get our PVC, I wonder the type of difference it will make. As of today in this country, at national level, we don't have more than two political parties. Is it not the people they present that we are going to vote for as of today? All right. So even if other parties are coming up or whatever, it will result to the same thing. Then the idea that you cannot give what you don't have. Okay, I don't have it, and I took it from another person unknowingly, and I hand it over. So this country is going to be the same of the same 2022 that we are shouting. In as much as we are not ready for restructuring, we still want to go with what we have at hand. Still amount to the same thing. There is no magic to it.
Okay.
Under this dispensation, under this arrangement, political arrangement, where will the magic come from?
Okay, sir, thank you. I don't think the issue we are talking about has to do with restructuring or not. I think rather it has to do with our mindsets. If you bring the British Constitution to come and practice it here, if we still have the same mindset, you know, where winner takes all by the politicians, and we ourselves, the followers, are ready to be complacent, just sit back. And like you said, unfortunately, sir, with due respect, there's nothing that we can change. I don't believe so. I believe that we must start somewhere. It's not going to be an event. It's going to be a marathon. But we should first start by saying no to certain things that you know, we don't agree with, and I'd left to this. So I don't think I want to discourage anybody from not. Don't you see the problem is this? You have X number of registered voters. If you don't vote, somebody will use that vote to validate his own claim. That's the way it works. So even if you don't believe in the system, and you know, go there and you know, invalidate your vote, so that nobody can then use it against you. And I think that the politicians are very sharp people. They were the ones who threw this restructuring at us. Think back very well. This restructuring thing, they were the ones. The center is through this center. That these problems are related to their own political whatever. For the everyday Nigerian, restructuring or not, there are enough resources to put food on his table. Restructuring or not, there is enough to take care of healthcare. It has happened before. It was the Western region that built University of Ife. Look at the health centers we had in Lagos. Look at the health system we had. We had General Hospital. We had health centers. Even as we are now, I have nothing against restructuring. Don't allow politicians to throw words at you. You will always tinker with your constitution and so on and so as time goes on in a very unceremonious way. Not this national conference jamboree that we tend to want to have. Politicians throw this; they use it to program your minds. Everybody saying, "What business have I got to do with restructuring? I'm in Lagos. I need Lagos to function." The lack of restructuring doesn't mean Lagos can't function if we set our minds to it. And this idea of saying that I want to get out of Nigeria, the problem I have in Lagos here is caused by my fellow Lagosians, or at least those who claim to be Lagosians, or all of us who live in Lagos. The problem is caused, is a local problem. If you take restructuring or not, whether you have a federal parliamentary, whatever it is, if we have a sense of purpose, if we have leaders who think are right, leaders who should be ashamed of running to other countries to use their facilities and then keep their own citizens in limbo, which would be, and leaders have no shame. They like to appear privileged to go to enjoy something else in another country and then bind you to the Philistines here. And like I said, and like Kevin said, this idea of, oh, it's my turn, I've suffered enough, and must other people too must suffer like me. I'm one. And let me tell you something that you don't know. This thing is a deliberate, unwritten, and unspoken ploy by politicians to keep you down. They won't educate your children properly. By the way, let me say something. I've noticed that a lot of politicians now have NGOs. What do you need NGOs for if you do the right thing? Somebody says, oh, I'm going to build clinics for my constituency. It's not your job to build clinics. It's your job to make sure that the government provides. We have turned our people into beggars. Begging for this, we would like to thank the Honorable House of Assembly for giving us scholarships and so on and so forth. It wasn't like in the Western region of old, it was a plain level field. You did not owe anything to anybody but to the government. But the new thing now, and we are falling prey to it, is it was the Honorable that gave us scholarships. It was the Honorable that built sports pitches for our children to play. That's not the job he sent there to do. And guess what? In most cases, it's not their money anyway. We all know what happens. Apologies again to Akinwumi. We know what we know. We know these things. So, restructuring or not, let us put on our thinking caps and have a resolve to start somewhere rather than have a defeatist attitude. Do we have Dr. Ayeni yet on the line? Not yet. Where is Dr. Ayeni? I'm sure he's listening. Okay, let me take another call. Hello? Oh, I missed that one again. Hello?
Hello?
Yes, morning.
Good morning. My name is Aziz. I'm calling from Ethiopia.
Morning, Mr. Aziz. Morning, how are you?
The Nigerian issue being banned in the US, you know, or in the UK. I've been able to speak to some of my friends that came back from the country from UK, and what I tried to get from them when I asked them, "Have you been vaccinated?" They say, "Ah, no, you should not take vaccine. You should not do this." Okay, how have you been passing from airport to airport? So I now discovered that they believe they can come and manipulate the system here, get what they want, and go back to that place and do what they want. Mm. So they still, most people still use this country to perpetrate crime here and still transport it abroad. So this is the problem I think we have also.
Okay, thank you very much. Yeah, let me take that. Hello, morning. Morning.
Hello, good morning.
Morning, sir. Who's calling?
Otuba Jimidisu. So morning, sir.
I'm just Mr. I'm not...
Good to hear from you, sir. It's been enough time.
Okay, I accept it. I'm Otuba.
I've been hearing your program since, and I'm really delighted and happy to hear...
I'm delighted to hear you, too. And your 1 minute is almost up.
So, Mr. Jimmy,
yes.
What I want to contribute is that if we can see someone that will change our constitution,
yes,
in Nigeria, I think we are good to go.
Okay, thank you. Your 1 minute is up. Dr. N is on the line. Good morning, Doctor. Dr. N, morning.
Hello.
How are you?
Hello, I'm fine. I'm good. And you?
We've lost 20 minutes looking for you.
I don't know. I've been online. I've been expecting the call.
Okay, let's shoot. Let me shoot very quickly.
Yeah.
What is the significance of this new variant that we have? Omicron, I mean, is that what it's called?
Omicron. Yes.
Omicron. Omicron. Yes. Yes.
No, let me just clear some things here.
Yes.
And I want you to just listen, and I'm sure other people are listening.
Very good.
Are you hearing me?
Yes.
The truth of the matter, because of all this banning here, banning flights here, and all that, let me just take it from that part. You see, the truth of the matter is that travel restrictions and banning flights from other countries are of no use in stopping the spread of the Omicron variant or any other variant worldwide. Are you hearing me?
Yes, yes.
The Omicron variant emerged due to ongoing viral infection of mostly unvaccinated people and mutations during the replication cycle. Since no country in the world has achieved a 100% COVID vaccination rate for its population, there is ongoing infection, mutation, and transmission going on in all countries right now.
Okay.
It's only a matter of time before the Omicron variant is found in all the countries of the world. It doesn't matter how many restrictions or tribal bans any country puts in place. It's just the nature of the virus. It mutates, infects, and spreads. The only way to stop it from continuing to kill people is to get everyone vaccinated.
Wow.
At least that way, even if you get sick, you most likely won't get very sick at all, and you will not die.
So
the history of COVID-19 pandemic is full of racism and politically motivated countermeasures with little basis in scientific fact. In fact, we need help from God, because this thing has gone so political that they have made it in such a way that we don't even know what is going on again. But you need to know the truth. So my take is this. Let every country try to marshal out its own strategy in terms of vaccination. Let's get vaccinated. Let everyone get vaccinated. I remember one man of God said something, and I won't mention his name. He said, if I have to travel to a particular country and I need to take the COVID vaccine 100 times, I will go ahead and take it 100 times. What are we trying to drive from this is that let us take away all sentiments and come to the round table, and let's look at ourselves. Yesterday, I was on a medical missionary assignment, and somebody was telling me, no, come watch me. I will not take the COVID vaccine. I said, what? You are saying this? I said, then we need a lot of advocacy.
Yes.
We need a lot of people to get to know the nitty-gritty. The moment you told me that I will be talking for some minutes, I have to share it to some of my friends. Now let them also share it and listen to this broadcast, so that we can all be on the same page concerning this. Like I said, how many countries have achieved 100% COVID vaccination rates for its population? None at the moment in the whole world. So let's strive towards getting as many as possible to get vaccinated. I'm sure when we do that, we will get to a point where we can almost not be afraid of whatever variant, whatever is coming. And incidentally, I'm sure you would have heard it, that the Omicron variant is not really as virulent as the Delta variant.
Yeah, I was going to ask that.
So we are like, just get yourself vaccinated. And
okay, doctor.
Do the needful, your face mask, your nose mask, whatever, social distancing, and you are good to go.
What are the symptoms of this new variant? Are they any different from what we had before?
No, well, the thing is this, that there's no particular symptom that would say, yes, once you have a cough, you have a runny nose, you have a sore throat, you have this, you have that. Just an ordinary malaria symptoms or symptoms of feeling unwell, you go and do a testing and it says you are positive for Omicron variant and all that. So there's no particular... So the antidote or the solution to this is to say, please go and get yourself vaccinated. I've got my two jabs. I'm still very fine, even stronger than I was before I got the two jabs.
Me too. Ah. UK.
What is the issue that we are battling with?
Okay, but sorry, Doc, I'm running for time. Sorry if I seem to be rushing you.
Yes, I know.
Can this new variant result in death if not well handled?
I want to tell you that we should stop deceiving ourselves, especially to be using death as a kind of this thing. There are people who are having underlying conditions normally. And these things are tied to the fact that, it's COVID. COVID killed him. And all that. Whereas they are battling with underlying conditions. They have malignancies. They have all sorts. Just mention it. Diabetes, hypertension, all kinds of things in their system. And with the mildest attack, or whatever, to even any virus itself, they are gone.
Wow.
So we now begin to crave around and begin to say, it's COVID-19 or Omicron variant or whatever it is. Omicron variant is not really virulent, honestly. It's not.
Okay, Doc, please hold on, okay? I need to run the commercial very quickly. It's going to pop up. When we come back from that break, we'll continue this discussion, so please hold on. You welcome back to the Daily Digest, brought to you by Amstel Malta. And I have Dr. Ayeni on the line. Dr. Ayeni is my free consultant doctor on health issues on this program. Because his doors are open to me 24/7 on things like this. Doc, I'm back. I hope you're still there.
I'm hearing you.
Yes. Now, if you have a lot of political... insinuations in these bans and so on and so forth.
Yes.
Political in what sense? Let's take the one of the United Kingdom, for example. Is it predicated on self-preservation or some kind of punishment for us? Remember, let me tell you that Canada itself, they do not validate our tests here. They won't take it. And that's because clearly it has been compromised. Indeed, what we heard is this recent one is two Nigerians who, quote and unquote, had vaccination cards, caught COVID in the UK. Further tests revealed that they were not even vaccinated at all. So we haven't tidied up at home. So I'd like to know if you think that this UK ban is all politics and very little prevention based.
No, I would say all encompassing.
I see.
One is that, honestly speaking, we need to tidy up this country. There's so much that is so, so wrong. And we are asking ourselves, when and where did we miss this? And it's so, so sad. In fact, even I came across, there was a young doctor that worked with me yesterday in the missionary assignment I had to go and undertake. And I was asking her, I said, this young doctor, you're just out of school. What's your plan? He said, I want to leave this country any minute from now.
Wow.
And I said, why? He said, can't you see? Can't you see what's going on? Was this how it was when you people graduated and you working? Even before you left school, a vehicle is waiting for you. As the job is waiting for you. Now you don't get all these things anymore. And it's not, like, it's not as if there's a kind of, of course, I believe there's going to be a change. But that change, we need to really work hard to get it. So the image of this country needs to be repaired. And it has to be all hands on deck. Yeah. I don't believe in just pointing hands at one particular person.
Yes.
And saying you are the cause. No, let us all agree and accept that we are the cause of this. And let's go back to the scoreboard or the drawing board and then see as we can begin to tidy up things. Very, very important. Because you just like you looking for an excuse to say, okay, Nigeria, don't come to my country. But we also know that there are so many underlying factors. So we need to go back to the basics. Look at the issue of the COVID card. I mean, after you've taken the vaccine, they give you a card and all that. People have gone to make business out of it.
Wow.
The other day I posted something to you. I sent something to you. I said, yes. Do you know that you need to get the vaccine from a government health center? They are collecting money.
Yes. It's
supposed to be free. In fact, when one of my patients came and said, see, I've just paid a certain amount of money to get my own vaccine. I said, what? It's not fair. Let us know that we have an assignment ahead of us to undertake, and we must do it together. If one person refuses to compromise, the other person also refuses, eventually we would get to the point where we can see ourselves. It may take a little while. It may take a time. But nevertheless, we will get there. So these things, restrictions, ban here, ban there, and all that, they are all encompassing. Encompassing. You know, I don't want to say this, but I will still say it. There was a time I went to the U.S., and as soon as I showed the guy there my passport, the guy, he said I should stand one side. I was wondering, what's the big deal here? He said I should stand on one side. In fact, this thing happened at Houston International Airport.
Wow.
And I stood at one side, and I was waiting. The others were going. Suddenly, he came back to me and said, when am I returning back? I mean, when am I getting back to my country? I said, when am I coming back to my country? I'm going back immediately. I'm done with my assignment here. I don't have any big deal to come on. I'm going back immediately. Look at it. And I had to show him my return ticket. You understand? The fact that all these things are happening, we need to just look. Each one of us has a responsibility to this country. Let's not all run away. Let's not go away. Let's stay here and deal with this issue, and then the country will be a better place for us.
Dr. Ayeni, I'm sure you must have heard me at 7:30 and at 9, being completely frustrated at the attitude of our leaders to healthcare in Nigeria. What you do find now is they seem to, to value going abroad for treatment. And not just that, and making it a celebration. That's the part that I can't understand. Orthopedic operations that can be done in Igbobi or any of the orthopedic hospitals here, if well managed. You find that not only do they go abroad at so only God knows what cost, you find that it's now become it's a glorification, it's a celebration. People go from here in droves to go visiting. When they come back again, the other time one of them came back, there was Achrebi galore. And now, when they do come back, it becomes another celebration on its own. The recent one, of course, was the one I spoke about this morning, where the State Executive Council left the whole of Abeokuta to come visit some. What does it, for somebody like you in the medical field, do you find it as frustrating as I do? And I'd like to know what your real comments are on things like this.
Let me say, I actually heard your part of the comments at the 7 o'clock program, 7:30 program, and all that. I think there was a particular comment, either you or the moderator was saying that. Can you imagine that when the virologist Tomori was there at the National Assembly, even the Minister of Health,
that was Sheriff. Yes,
they were not there. And matters that are so important to their ministry, they were not there. Where were they? Where were they? These are things that one hears or you're wondering what is really going on. And incidentally, I know the Minister for State in Health. I know him very well. He's a personal friend and all that. But is there anything that is happening within the setup there that once you get in there, you lose every sense of responsibility? I don't know. That's one. The second aspect of it is that it's like going abroad now is becoming a celebration that you are going abroad. It's like a celebration.
For medicals.
I mean, medical, yes. That I went to so-and-so hospital and all that. Incidentally, if you do some research, like I think I know, there are some hospitals right now that are coming up with credible machinery and personnel and everything that you need right there. They're there. And I don't know why we are not able to patronize them. I don't want to mention any names yet, because I don't want to be running commercial for anybody. But the point is that we have credible health institutions in the country as we speak. So the government can place the ban and say that unless there's a report from the whatever the regulatory body will be, that this thing cannot be done in the country, you are not allowed. And nobody is above the law. Let's do it that way.
Well, in theory.
Let's start from the top. I know it will be a tough one because there will be people will fight it, because a lot of people will tell you that, don't I have a right to go and see my doctor, to go for checkup, to go for this, to go. If we have that facility in the country, let there be a regulation, a regulatory body that will say, no, you can't go because we have it here. We have all that it requires. Again, even if we don't have all the personnel, we can bring them to come and work here in the country and do whatever surgery they want to do and do whatever conflict they want to do. And then the economy is preserved. Medical tourism in the country is also enhanced. So there should be something that would block that pathway. And I'm sure that if we all, that's what I said from the beginning, that we all have work to do.
I think it's a mindset. Obituaries that read died in a London hospital seem to attract more attention and whatever than those who died in general hospital in Ikorodu. I think it's we need to
deal with that mindset. Then.
Yes, we generally are leaders, and we, those followers, so a lot of us are going through what I call a second slavery, where you think that. I mean, I say with a lot of pride, boldly, I remember very well when I was a young man in 1974-75. I finished my A-levels in 74. I got admission in an American university, University of Wisconsin-Whitewater. I got that at that time, Lagos State scholarships were automatic. And I remember the day I went for the scholarship interview. As soon as I sat down, and one of them looked at me and said, "Njoma Bao Mikoi, I won my lunch here, Mowo." That was it. Scholarship done. And I was given 1 year exemption based on the fact that I had Nigerian A level results.
Can you imagine?
I turned it down.
Yes.
And so many others turned it down. But over time, with the military and everything, we now have a completely new mindset. And Dr. Ayeni, I don't know, honestly, I'm at a loss as to how we are going to fight this. Let's look at it even from, if only Mama could see me now, what's the big deal about going to the UK for medical treatment that it now becomes a mecca for everybody to visit? I don't understand where that is coming from.
We must destroy that mindset.
Correct me if I'm wrong, Dr. Ayeni, sorry.
I remember that
some foreigners came. There was some notable foreigner who came for treatment at UCH Ibadan in the early 70s.
Yes.
Hey.
They were patronizing this country's healthcare system.
Hey.
And do you know again that I'm sure the same period that you are referring to,
yes,
that particular period, if you could not stay in this country to study, then you are a dropout.
Yeah, of course. That's what it meant now.
And that was what was happening. The judge of my friends, some of my friends that had to travel, so because they could not make it here.
Yes.
They had to run away.
And Dr. Ayeni, remember, anybody of our age set who didn't attend university, simply meant it wasn't qualified, or it could, because education was free.
It was
virtually.
Free. Yes. It was free.
You couldn't come out. You can lie to the younger ones in your sitting room, lie to your children that it was fun. You didn't need your. It was free. If you were from were from the Western State region, you had a 500 naira bursary every year, and it never failed. You had 1,500 from federal.
Level playing field.
Okay, Dr. Ayeni, I need to give time for our people to call in.
Okay.
I deliberately didn't want you to come to the studio. It would be like punishment because Victoria Island is a no.
My wife knows that I won't come.
No, I didn't want you to leave, madam. So. So thank you very much. Keep listening to the radio because we might call you next week to continue this discussion.
Okay.
So thank you very much. That was Dr. Ayeni, and. I was quite, Sharif, I was quite impressed with what I heard. I'm quite happy. We need to change our mindsets. That's the bottom line. Even this attitude towards the ban.
What I find confusing sometimes.
Yeah,
I feel that even the people that are policy makers today.
Yes.
Before they got in.
Yes.
They used to, most of them at least, used to be quite rational. They knew what, was supposed to be done. They knew what was necessary. But the moment they get in, it's almost like some switch just always.
I've heard that before. And being somebody who is not in denial about spirituality, I'm not in denial about it. I know there's a lot of emphasis on it. If you can't do anything, you say, it is Philip that did this. But there's some element of spirituality we must recognize. Is there something evil in that circle of... Because you're right. Because some of the people that you attribute these things to, you would never have expected it of them.
Yeah.
You would never. Well, at least, some that you've even known, you went to school with, you would never have thought that they'd be the ones, And there is something that has completely, nobody cares about being accused of corruption anymore.
No one cares.
The same people who were in university with fighting corruption, no one cares. And I don't understand, though.
It's almost like there is some form of force, or there are some forces that just make them.
The part that also bothers me, apart from this, is also the issue of nepotism, where you can do as you wish.
That's like a culture.
For example, I can't understand how my friend would have appointed his son a DG in Ondo. Kuyemi is unlike him. I'm sorry, but I need to say these things for us to get to know the level. It's unlike him. And the same people who should have corrected him that I know, close to him, they would not. I will. It won't cost us our friendship. Somebody probably saying, hey, Jimmy, you could have picked up your phone to call him. No. We need to put it, whether it's our friends that are involved or our family, we need to put a halt to these things. All you young politicians out there, next time your leaders bring their children to take up positions, put up a fight. Don't just sit back and take it. Or you carry the mortgages and so on and so forth, who are in these parties running around, and then it's time to appoint SAs, whatever and whatever, and they put up their children. There are some House of Representatives, House of Assembly members here that are not known in their constituencies at all. The people don't know them. They don't know them. Look at the leading party in Lagos. There are one or two members of the House of Assembly. There are people who don't know them.
Even in situations that they know them.
But they know their dads.
They are not accepted.
They are not accepted. And you sit back and you accept these things. See, you young people out there, put up a non-violent, but you need to start putting up resistance to say no to this habit. It is ruining us.
It is, actually.
It's ruining us. I'll take some calls. I still have about 5 minutes thereof. You have just about a minute. Don't waste your time greeting me. Don't greet me. Just go straight to me. Don't tell me it's the first time. I don't know why people keep telling me it's the first time I'm calling your program. Am I supposed to give out a gift for that? By the way, next week might be the time. might be the week when we start giving out. Either next week or the upper week.
Yeah.
When we start busy Hong Kong. So you don't want to miss from next week till Christmas. And inshallah, I'll be here on Christmas Day by his grace.
Okay.
So we're going to have a whole lot of fun. Hello, good morning.
Hello, good morning, Jimmy.
Morning, ma.
I've heard you right from the beginning.
Yes, ma'am.
I want you to know that if the grassroots is not settled,
yes, ma'am,
they enable the flower to shoot out.
Yes, ma'am.
There will be disagreement.
Yes,
so
ma'am.
So you people that are saying you are enlightened,
yes,
you
ma'am.
Don't care to enlighten the people apart from this radio. How many of us, how many grassroots people are listening to the radio? There is no, the councillor don't have office. What is the purpose of choosing the councillor to remain in the local government office with the chairman? Then they become the area boy for the chairman. The chairman becomes the area boy for the governor. The office is not there. It is,
okay.
It is the, under the local government, what they call it, the lowest grassroots of office.
Yes.
People can make an arrangement. People can organize. So
okay,
the councillor, you don't even know that they don't organize, they don't talk to people, they don't have office.
Okay, thank you. I don't think this is the best we can do here. I mean, a radio costs next to nothing. But the thing is, when people want to hear radio, they want to hear Fuji music and all these things. Good luck to Nigerians. If you don't want to enlighten yourself by listening to radio, listen to other means that are available to you almost, even Palasa phones that are sold for 3,005, they have one button there that can put you on FM and you can listen to radio. So it's no excuse. The truth is that our people are, most of our people are ignorant. Ignorant in the sense that they believe that, oh, it is done. They will not allow it. You heard one caller who said that, why should we bother to vote? And so it will be business as usual. No. Get your neighbor. Tell him, put down that music. Listen to some things that will affect your life. And it's a choice. If you want to continue to enjoy what does not exist, good luck to us. Why are these two fighting on TV? No, there are some TVs in the studio here, so. Okay. All right. Hello, good morning. Morning.
Hello, hello, Mr. Jimmy.
Yes, sir.
Good morning, sir.
Morning, Oga.
Please, I wish we can have an avenue.
Yes.
Or a jingle from Nigeria Info that will keep talking about people can register on their phone.
Okay.
You don't believe, as at when this man was talking about it this morning, Adeguke, or the first caller.
Yes.
Talking about it this morning.
Yes.
I was now asking some youth sitting next to me, those in the tailoring shop and other people. Most of them don't know that they can do their PVC on their phone.
Okay. We will note that. I don't have the authority to say Sheriff does. Sheriff is the Oga Patapata. Oga Mega. So answer him now. Are you going to do jingles?
So when the registration thing, when the PVC thing started, I mean, we had several enlightenment programs on it.
But they want jingles now.
Programs. So Nigeria Info is not the person to talk to. The cool. NOA is the person to talk to. Yes, the Ministry of Communication are the people to talk to. Dr. Issa Pantami is the person to talk to.
Those ones will go to APC.
So they have budget for they have budget for media.
Oh, really?
So of course. So let them talk to them. Let them, you know, record a jingle and spread it out. I'm sure they have some on Radio Nigeria and some other, you know, government-owned media agencies. But if
You know, there's this attitude with government agencies like us versus them.
Yeah,
they will say this station is hostile to us. And so on and so forth. In case they don't know, they should look for the Shagari model. Shagari he Shagari every day, from what I heard, he patronized the Tribune. Yes, now why should you read your own paper that's is preaching to the converted? You need to know what's going on in the other side. So I heard Shagari he not only did he read Tribune, they sometimes advertise in the Tribune. We don't get it.
Not these days.
Not these days. When there's a press conference going on, no, don't call them that.
They'd rather go to people that can sing their praises.
Yes.
No.
I got to go. 9:50. Okay. This is where we're going to call it a day. Okay. And I'd like to thank all of you for listening. I'd like to thank Nigerian Breweries, you know, the producer, Amstel Malta, for making this program possible. I'd like to thank this gentleman next to me. He's been wonderful. If you say anything now, that one.
Sorry.
The one that I said I would not do it again.
Okay, I'm not saying anything again.
It is said in the Bible that for people like you, even the little that you have will be taken from you.
Ah, no. Don't take the little.
No, I love him so much. He's my twin brother. I'll be back here tomorrow. Tomorrow you are going to excuse us. I'm bringing in three other fuddy-duddies, old men. It's 50 years since we left school. And I just had this brainwave that, look, let me bring some of my classmates that will be coming here tomorrow. So that you get a feel, we'll talk about what school was like back in the day. And how one of them that is coming, his name is Mr. Chazoki Oro, how he names me radio. In Form 1, see where I ended my life. And I got into radio by accident. You know, another one is coming, I think is Ishwese. There's another one called, I know you get to hear a lot of them. Some of them might even call in tomorrow. So that's what we're going to do, is a celebration for me and my classmates, 50 years that we left secondary school. I think one or two of us must have put a lady in the family way back then. So if we can get to talk to any of the children that were born when we're leaving school, that would be nice. No, it's not going to happen. So the Tigers will be here any minute from now. As usual, you know the way it works. Teke 2 shows up, Teke 1 runs in, and they leave Teke 3, who is my favorite. They leave my top. Remember, on Saturday, though, we're going to have the discourse. At the discourse on Saturday, we're talking to four kids. What are their aspirations for Christmas? What do they want from their parents? What do they think of Christmas? Go out there and enjoy yourself. Don't come to VIO if I were you. Make sure that your last bus stop is race course. I'll see you tomorrow at 9.
99.3 Nigeria Info. We are more than just radio. Subscribe to our YouTube channel at Nigeria Info FM. Check us out on Facebook at Nigeria Info 99.3. Follow us on Twitter at Nigeria Info FM and on Instagram at Nigeria Info FM Lagos for live updates as it happens. 99.3 Nigeria Info. Let's talk.